Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 11. So what we doing? This episode is titled Growing. And like with your journey in life, it should come with growth. Like you should learn from your mistakes and just learn to adapt and move in a certain way so that you don't make the same mistakes again. Like, what are you doing to keep moving forward? Like, what did you learn? And what steps are you taking to get to where you need to be? I know with myself, I feel like I move differently. I don't allow everyone into my space that I've done before, of course. I don't let everyone know my business and everything like that. I guess it's something really, like, deeply going on with me. I have let a few people know, not everyone, because you share your business with one, and essentially you're done, because you're done for, because that person, depending on who you tell, that person could go and tell your business to everybody, then everyone knows. So there's no point in telling that person in the first place. So I'm very cautious with that anyway, but some people figure it out, and we talk, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's cool. But it is what it is. My situation doesn't make me who I am. It's only for right now, or you could say only for a season. I guess it's part of my journey. A lot of people in the church say they envision me like I'm Job right now. So I guess they, in a way, they know what's going on and everything. But I haven't turned away from God on my journey. I wouldn't say I've grown closer. I think I'm the same, because I don't blame him for anything. I blame myself in some ways, some fashion. It's going on with me and, I guess, my family. But you can't control everything. And that comes with growth as well, because your mindset changes and it develops. I guess it develops more of how your cognitive thinking, and I guess thinking in general with different situations that you're going through. Because you can't blame yourself for things like that. And I'm talking around it, of course, because I'm not going to mention it. But, of course, I'm healthy and fine. It ain't nothing. It ain't no crazy stuff like that. Somebody listening probably would think it ain't no health issue or anything. Now, there's health issues with my family, but that's here and there. Just prayer is very welcome. But I think with me, like, I'm learning to adjust, because my growth, like, I tend to overthink with different things and scenarios, whatever, because that's, I don't know, maybe that's dealing with more of the past and it's just still spilling over to the present time because of things that happen or I'm used to. So I feel like, because I used to second guess a lot taking tests in school. I feel like I grew out of that in some ways, in some fashion, because I try to go with the first choice that I made instead of the second choice, because usually it's the first choice anyway that's correct most of the time when I was taking tests anyway. I usually have get my work done fast before anyone else. Not saying I was racing, because you tend to have more errors when you rush things. I think with life, you should go at your own pace, whatever. No matter what it is, never feel like you're rushed. Like, whatever's for you, like, it'll come, whatever job or anything. I like my job for what it is right now. It's more of a teamwork job, if anything. But some days I do wonder, like, why do I work here? And it comes with growth. Like, I know what the job needs to, what is expected at the job and what needs to be done. So I do well. I feel like I do it well and efficiently. Some days more than none, because it is very tiring. But even when I'm at work, I tend to think about different things, but I'm very creative. Like, That's just who I am. Always been that way. And then I just think about different ideas, or my mind always travel. Not saying I got like ADHD or something. I guess that's my coping mechanism. And it's just been part of my journey ever since. So I'm looking at different things that I could do with art, whatever, just in general. So I feel like that's a great thing to do, because when I think about growing, like, what am I doing that's holding myself back from growing? Like, because some people don't know, you could be holding yourself back. So, like, essentially you're cutting your own legs off, so there's no growth at all. You're messing up your roots. And some people plant roots in the wrong places, even if they're there or not. And I say that as in, say if like you're doing something new, you're expanding or going on a new journey, and you're planting roots down. I guess you got to make the best of your situation or whatever to get the greatest outcome. So you don't want to put the wrong roots down, so you're mishandling the purpose that you're going through right now. Because many purposes for different things, I feel like. And that's a part of your journey. I mean, your growth and your journey. And I think I just mixed those two words together right there. But if you're not trying to grow, like, what exactly are you doing with your life? Because you're supposed to be living your best life for you. That's what this whole podcast is about. You're supposed to be living your best life for you. So are you holding yourself back? Are you trying to not grow at all? And I think for me, I'm trying to grow as much as possible in every aspect of my life. Whatever it comes, if it comes with healing, my blessings, family, friends, just in general. Because, like, I want to succeed. I want the people around me to succeed as well. And if I can inspire somebody with how far I came, and they could just look at it like, oh, it came all the way from there to now. Why not me? Like, yeah, why not you? And it makes me think, like, when I think of that, and especially thinking of growth, it makes me think of a plant, or per se a flower. And I come up with a question, what type of flower would you want to be? And my answer would be a dandelion, because you're making a wish. Like, even as a kid, I was making a wish. Just like you blow out a candle on your birthday. Like with dandelions, you blow them and you make a wish. That's what we were always taught as kids. So for me, wanting to be a dandelion, I would want to make my wishes come true. And if I can, make somebody else's wishes come true. Like, I want my dreams to become my own reality. And also, like, with being a dandelion, like, you blow on it and then the things travel. Like, of course, I would love to travel. And if I'm not meant to be here, let me travel to wherever place on the earth or a country. Like, of course, what country or state that I need to be to live out my purpose more efficiently. So that's why I would want to be on dandelion, like, because I want to make impact in my life, much as so as others. So that's what flower I want to be. I know people probably listen like, oh wow, I didn't even think about it like that. Yeah, because like, and a lot of dandelions are everywhere. Well, no, in certain areas, but where I grew up at, there was a bunch of them in a particular spot in the grass near my house. And we just always there. And you always wish for something. So I think that's one of the bright things about when I was a kid. Just wishing. You're always wishing, but you're always dreaming too. So there's a little nostalgia there with dandelions. So, and just keep you hopeful. Like, but again, like, you got to have faith about these things, like, to back it up, because you're not hoping for no reason. There's a lot of substance behind it. So align that with your growth and who you're becoming. Then essentially you become who you truly meant to be, and no one can stop that. Other people will see it, and hopefully you'll see it as well. And I'm not really some vain person. Like, of course, I look in the mirror sometimes, make sure I don't have any scratches or nothing on my face or anything, that I shave my face correctly. But sometimes I do like look in the mirror and make sure that I actually see myself. Like, I don't look in the mirror and see someone different. Like, I done lost my way or lost who I was. Because there have been times in my life that on my journey, I feel like the happy childhood version of me, people done killed, or the person that I was, that, because I used to love to dance. I really did. I really loved dancing. All the viral dances back then, I did. Like, I learned them. But with certain guys, they associate that you're gay, because especially if you're light skinned, whatever, or essentially just any guy like that dances, whatever. It depends on how you look. They associate you with being gay. So I think that just killed it for me. And then just your being comfortable around people. So it's like, okay, that just slowly died. It just went away. So I danced, but I don't think I danced like I used to. And that sucks, because I really did. And I be seeing some of the TikTok dances and stuff. I'm like, yeah, that could be me. But, saying that somebody killed that version of me, maybe that's a little too harsh. Maybe I outgrew it, since this episode is about growing. Maybe I outgrew that or something. But maybe I'm kind of downplaying that. I'm just say I outgrew it. But I guess in some ways it's okay to outgrow things, but not the things that you love. Not the things that you truly love, because that should stay with you forever. So for some people, that's all they have. So I get hate to be harsh again, but if you allow yourself to outgrow certain things, then you're killing it yourself. Like, you're killing your dream that you had. You're killing something that you loved. So you're stopping the growth. Whatever that seed that was planted in you as a kid or whatever that was growing for your purpose, or whatever dream that was instilled in you as a kid, is withering away instead of growing. And we have to not allow people to do it to us, and not allow ourselves to do that as well, because a dream is a wish your heart makes. So you should follow your heart. Whatever choices or decisions you make in life, you should follow your heart. Whatever your heart is telling you, of course, align it. Let it align with what you want, of course, and make a logical decision as well. But listen to your heart. Your heart knows. Your heart knows before you even know it. Like I said, I used to love dancing a lot, and you dance in the beats. So listen to your heartbeat. It's all different types of beat. Sometimes it's a regular beat, but you'll feel that certain type of heartbeat when you're excited about something, like it's about something you love. And no one should be able to take that away from you, not even yourself. Maybe you have to, for some people, they might have to grow back into their old self. Just to be able to feel that version of them again, so they can catch their stride. And That reminds me of this poem that I wrote. A real good friend of mine, inspired me to take a different approach on my poems. Not saying my poems were bad. I seemed like they were short. I guess short and sweet. And once, I guess, to me, after hearing theirs, it made me like, okay, maybe mine don't have no depth to it. Or like, I should add some like volume to mine. So I think today I kind of finished it, but we'll see how I feel after I read it. So I'm going to read it now. It's called "The Rose That Grew From Concrete Grew Feet." The rose that grew from concrete grew feet. Who knew finding your purpose was a game of hide and seek? Being on this journey, I found out I'm so unique. Hey, shout out to my sister Monique. Who knew them shooting up my house would set me loose? I guess my favorite seat was the caboose because she kept me on the right track. My childhood trauma, well, I saved that drama for your mama. Now that's some real deal abuse. Past fighting my present, so let's call it a truce. Niggas used to play outside. I used to pay to go outside. My pride, I had to put aside my pride to catch my stride. True love is what I'm lost and found in. I'm a chip off the old block, the way I'm flossing. I get lost in my dreams the way I'm tossing. Turning the tide, maybe the soundtrack to my life is the electric slide. I came to realize channeling your true value doesn't come with a guide. But the rose that grew from concrete started in the concrete jungle. I was living in my own bubble. I came from struggle. Who knew my stepping stone would be me making it out the ghetto. Just know the rose that grew from concrete grew feet, and I'm walking in my purpose. So I wrote this. That's that. But it's little pieces of, I guess, my childhood and stuff. I feel like it's part of my growth because, yes, I've dealt with child abuse. I did used to have to pay to go outside. Yeah, I pay my mom to go outside. At some times, as a kid, living out there in the country, and my sister is a very big part of my life. And part of my journey. She helped me. Leave me on the right track and everything I was going through. And my house did get shot up. It got shot up twice and I left. Now I'm not afraid to say that I left and I went to go live with my sister. Then I started bouncing back and forth because you don't know if you're on the right path at the time because you're a kid. So these things, you don't know unless you're really taught and like you're really aware of yourself, but not at that time. Like, I was still in elementary school, so I'm just thinking, I'm just a afraid kid. So, and I was living with my aunt at the time. Like, I was raised by my aunt, and I know, of course, people are like, how was you getting abused then? So, when I did live with my mom, after all this, like, I was in middle school, so, and my mom was bipolar, and there was drugs involved as well. I know people are like, oh, he's just telling it all. It's part of my story, not anybody else's. So that's that. And I'm not putting anybody to shame. Like me and my mom, we grew. Yeah, it's like we had a lot of growth. Like we got a better relationship than we had. I kind of left that stuff behind me and everything. Like I got my goofy side from my mom, but I guess meeting my dad like for the first time and trying to get to know him is maybe it's a mixture of both, but time will tell as I get to know him more. A lot of things that make me like it comes from my sister, of course, and being around her, like all the way down to the music and stuff. But I did have a great childhood living with my aunt as well. Just the things that I'm inspired by come from her as well, too. And just growing up there on the east side of Fayetteville. That's like a touchy subject, but like I still got love for them. But it just come with growth, like realizing, like they say, what I wish I knew what I knew now back then. But I don't think it turned out bad. I'm still learning, and that's a part of growth. Like, but the main thing, part of growth, is like, are you making a change? And I feel like I am. But shout out to my family, of course. Not everybody's family is perfect, and even though some people paint the picture that way, but we all got our stories, and it's just part of life. We just make the best of it. That's what I say. I came from the struggle. Like, my essentially mom was raising us 5 kids by herself, and like I was her nephew, son. She was like, I used to call her my auntie mommy. So my cousins was raised as my siblings. And man, wow, man, I feel like I'm in a therapy session. And therapy's, of course, therapy's not, I don't frown upon therapy, as I talked before in my mental health episode. Well, there's a lot to unpack there, but I don't think my child was bad, even though my house got shot up twice. Like, I don't really even know why I did. We blamed it on the neighbor because, like, my aunt was the neighborhood mom. Like, she had us, but she was like a mother to all different other kids around the neighborhood and our friends and stuff as well. So, and she was working hard, like, and not downplay any other race or whatever. I just love Black women as a whole because of my aunt and my sister. They just work hard. They worked hard and they show up, like, they show up for you, man. No matter what it is, they really show up for you. And even because I'm part of my growing up a little bit, like I was in a group of them as well. And that was part of my journey, I guess, too. And I feel like when I first got there, I hated it. And I just felt like I wasn't there because it was based off a lie. But as I grew and just come to understanding, I kind of felt like I would have been there anyway because of the child abuse. So, and I kind of already had friends there too, which was cool. So I got to, in a way, I got to grow up with some of my friends that I already had because we was going to the same school already. And I seen some of my old friends that I was growing up with too. But I think also with growth, the things that you've been through, especially the worst, I guess, harmful things as well. I guess don't let it define you. Like, of course, it molds you in a way so that you are very perseverant and you don't let it hold you back. It's just helping push you forward into what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. You're growing, your goals are growing, your dreams are growing, because everyone doesn't have just one sole dream. You have many dreams, and a lot of people call them goals. This is my goal to do this. And they say, oh, this is a minor goal to major goal. A lot of the major goals is attached to a dream that you have. Like, that's really what it is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'm thankful for the people that I had in my life and the continue to have in my life that pushes me forward and that motivates me. Like I said, I always said, the people around you, your circle, that is a big part of your life. You have to surround yourself around the right people so you can keep going, so you can keep growing. People will put in your life for a reason. We just have to realize that. Hopefully it's not people putting your life for a season, so it's like, it's a bad season, so you continue to learning again. So it's another thing that's molding you to be, or to have more of a warrior spirit. So when you go through things, you have thicker skin and stuff, but people get tired of that. So we just need more good people in the world. Don't allow your dream or your journey to turn you into a villain. Be your own hero. You can be someone else's hero too. Don't always try to put on a cape to save someone. You don't always have to save people. It's not your job to. Your growth really makes you who you are. It does. It's building you for a greater purpose, your purpose. So I'm going to end with this. Grow into the best version that you see possible with your own two eyes. So when you look in the mirror, you can realize, like, finally, you made it. Not because of no accolades or anything like that. You physically made it because you see it. And no one can change that. This has been the Airbrand Podcast. Stay tuned for more. Hopefully, the other half of the season 3 of the Ink season, I have, I get my special guest list figured out so I can keep going and growing so my podcast can grow more. You can follow me on Instagram at J.R. to the Throne, J.R. Solo. On TikTok at Relatable Nostalgia. My YouTube is Air Gaming. And the group channel with my family and friends is called 90210 Gaming. Listen to the other podcasts with me and my bros. It's five of us. The Blur to Beyond podcast. We're also on Facebook, the Blur to Beyond podcast. TikTok, Blurred and Beyond, or Blurred.and.and Beyond. On Twitter, The Blurreds. And on Facebook, we have a Facebook group called The Black Space Rangers. Man, just stay tuned. I hope everyone has a wonderful day and stay blessed.